Can I quickly talk about Maury?
Your question is still on the notice
paper. Well, the reason he's become a really great defender is because, in no disrespect, he failed as a forward because that's what he was drafted on, and so did Jeremy Howe. So what people are saying now, we've got to put Maury forward where he averaged one goal a game per game when he was a forward. Now, I said it to Lee before, what are you going to go back there with three players like Darling, Allen and Kennedy? There's no common sense to moving Maury forward when he didn't do it well. What he does is he reads the play as a defender well, but it doesn't mean you're going to go down the next and be the greatest forward again that you'll ever see. Now, the options are that they've done it with Cameron in front of Mason Cox because he's a better ruckman than Mason Cox and he's more physical. So that's the reason they brought it in. They can move him down there, but I tell you what, it's a last resort for my thinking.
But everybody's Is it possible that now that he's found his feet as a league footballer that he could go forward and do himself justice up there?
Why do you try and fix a weakness and then make a weakness?
It's crazy.
You've got one of the greatest... He's an All-Australian backman.
Well, great forwards are harder to find than great defenders, I think.
I reckon another four consecutive losses, you might go to
That's
about where it's at. Seriously.
It's not the time of the year
where you take all one of your strengths away. And his strength as a defender is mainly his intercept marking, right? But as a forward, most of the time, you're going to defend stopping your jumping. Which makes it kind of almost like a completely different role.
My theory has been absolutely trashed, ridiculed, and thrown out the window. I hope he goes forward and kicks five.
So do I.
I am going to enjoy this.
Graham Wright,
I'll be barracking for Collingwood.
But I think